When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sit in Friends in the Morning, 77 WABC.
Always a Disco Friday for my man Curtis Sliwa, the Brothers Johnson stomp on your sunny Friday morning, 7:20 here in New York City. Curtis, you know the deal, folks. Big ratings, Rip and Reed, noon to 1. Can't miss that show every weekday afternoon. Hosts overnights on the weekends. And really does a great job with me. He's on every day. He's the icon. He's the legend. Mr. Guardian Angel, Curtis Sliwa. And I'm looking forward to what Curtis is about to do, because all he has said to me is, based upon what I talked about in hour number one, my trip home and the walk down Wall Street, one side of the street is 40 Wall Street, Donald Trump's building, right across the street is the new Espo for the Nova Music Festival. Curtis said, I'm going to take you home today. So with that said, Curtis, you take it home.
Yes, because I listen to everything you say, Sid. Other guests come on and they just spiel whatever they want to say.
Well, not Mike Lawler. Lawler just said he listens every day. He knows exactly what's going on.
Understood. But most don't. You be honest. You know, they just come on, they talk about, I listen to you all the time.
100% liars.
So I listen from the moment I get in, and I take meticulous notes. So let's follow you home today.
It's going to be fun.
You're on the train. You're heading down to Wall Street. You're going to see Tish James's office, right?
Well, I walk past it there, right, on Wall Street.
Yeah. Right, the state attorney general. Once again, I gave homework to Noam Layden, who has not done it. But on Monday, this past Monday, Michael Henry, who ran against her, she would not debate Michael Henry, the Republican. She was afraid of him. Tweeted out, hey, you know, Tish James teaches at the School of Public Affairs at Columbia University on policing.
No, she doesn't.
Yes.
On policing?
Once a week.
Now, on Columbia, policing. I knew she was teaching something at Columbia on,
yes,
policing?
On policing.
Really?
Yeah, so why hasn't she been questioned on this? This is Monday, Michael Henry. By the way, I'm encouraging him to run again and to beat her. He almost beat her. Remember how close he came?
He did a good job. He didn't almost beat her, but he did a good job. He'll actually be there, I think, tonight at the Republican Metro Club dinner where they're honoring Tom Holman, Greg Kelly, Gordon Chang, and Alina Haba. He's a very good candidate.
Okay, so
I like him either way.
All right, so that's number one. That's Monday. Nobody picked up on it, right? I tell Noam Layden, find out yesterday on the Rip and Read. I ask him this morning. Oh, well, I'll get to it this morning. Yeah, same thing. Remember with Gerald Nadler, graduate of Columbia, congressman of that district who hasn't been there. It's okay. Noam better deliver by 12. Now you mentioned the Nova Music Festival,
right,
and the exhibition. Lawler said he's going. I know you're going. I said, hold on. Lower Manhattan, right? 50 of those who attended Nova have since committed suicide.
Well, you're talking about, no, these are two different Novas. The Nova in Manhattan, you're talking about the actual Nova Music Festival in Israel.
Yes.
And I was at that one, too. Right, I've been at both now. I've been to the one in Israel and New York.
50 of the survivors since then have committed suicide.
That's true. Natalie Sanandaji has been on this show twice.
Right.
Beautiful 27-year-old girl in studio who survived that day, and she knows one or two of the people that have actually killed themselves since.
Right.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Why isn't the media giving that attention? You have. I give you credit again. You're on it, Sid, ahead of the curve. You talked about the rapes October 8th, 9th, when you came back on that Monday. First one. I give you credit. Where's the rest of the media? If anybody in the world committed 50 suicides, there'd be massive coverage. Now, 50 again. 50 women, Lower Manhattan, get punched in the face. What does Eric Adams say about it? It's a perception of crime. So now you're on the ferry. You get to your house.
This is great.
And what did you say? You were going to put one hand down your sweatpants while watching the Rangers game.
Well, I've got that choice. I could do that or go to this big Met Club dinner tonight.
Right. But you see, there's a reason that you have not gotten prostate cancer. I did stage 4 cancer, and unfortunately, our colleague Bernard McGurk died from prostate cancer because the study came out. Men who masturbate once or twice a day never get prostate cancer.
Then I'm never going to die.
Right. Your kid porno. You've said, hey, I watch porno, and people say, oh, that's disgusting.
No, it's not.
No, because it enables you to avoid getting prostate cancer. Is that not a published study in the New England Journal of Medicine?
Well, it really serves two purposes. A, like you talked about, now I'm not going to get prostate cancer. And it also, believe it or not, helps you control ejaculation. So really, when you watch that type of stuff, it's more of a medicinal, kind of like smoking weed.
Yeah.
People smoke weed now for medicinal purposes. You could use porn for the same
now
thing.
See, I almost died from it, stage 4 prostate cancer.
Right.
Poor Bernie died from it.
Yeah.
Who knew you were ahead of the curve on this, too?
Well, my whole show now, this is great news for all of us. Lewis, Justin, Noam, we're never going to die, any of us.
That's right. Then you mentioned that the Sullivan brothers, first in war, first in peace, are going to be honored, the alumni of LaSalle Military Academy out in Oakdale, which closed about 2,000 the Christian Brothers. Will the La Cosa Nostra wing be there? All the mob guys who sent their sons out there, will they be there too?
Well, some of them are my enemies. Because the last time that Tom Sullivan had something in our neighborhood at Jameson's, which, by the way, Eric McManus sold last week, I showed up early. You showed up later. But the kid who was like one of the leaders
Gambino.
Of the alumni.
A Gambino.
No, yeah, well, Jimmy Conway, otherwise known as Jimmy Burke, Robert De Niro's part in the movie Goodfellas. His son is actually one of those guys. But on a serious note, that was a great school. Those guys did great. And one of
Wait, but you mentioned Jimmy Burke.
Yeah.
You mentioned yesterday Jimmy Breslin. Who walked into a restaurant in Queens, saw Jimmy Breslin there, almost beat him to death. Jimmy Breslin goes to report it to the police, and the police said, hey, we don't know what you're talking about, Jimmy Breslin. He did it to Jimmy Breslin. He almost killed the
Jimmy Burke did that.
Yes.
I know that. Tonight, though, at this big dinner for the Sullivans, honoring them, I should say, for their State LaSalle Military Academy, they're going to honor one of my dear friends and yours, because now you've met him.
Yes.
And that would be the great member of the E Street Band and Silvio Dante from The Sopranos, one Stephen Van Zandt. Congratulations, little Stevie.
Well, I hope they'll be serving Italian food because, you know, corned beef and cabbage ain't going to do it. Sorry, Irish guys. No Irish fare. Your food sucks. It better be Italian food. But anyway, let's continue to move on. You're in a rage, right? Columbia University, 1968. History repeats itself. 56 years ago, Mark Rudd and the white students for a Democratic Society and the blacks from Harlem take over Columbia University for 7 days. They take over 5 buildings. Mark Rudd actually said. I get into the president's office who fled. I pick up the phone, no cell phone. Say, I call my mom and dad. I said, Mom and Dad, we've taken over the president's office. And they scream at me, give it back. Give it back. They're going to expel you. They're going to kick you off the campus. No, we're not moving. The cops come in. They had been waiting 7 days in the police wagons. This was the tactical patrol force, hats and bats. They're gnawing on their nightsticks because the Lindsay won't let them do anything. And then they get the order, clear out the campus. The black kids understand. The cops are going to give you a wooden shampoo. Thank you. We're heading back to Harlem. Not a black kid got injured. The white kids, pigs. We're going to fight. So 700 of those white kids got arrested. The cops gave them wooden shampoos, had them sucking concrete, right? That's how they cleared off the campus. You think Eric Adams, swagger man with no plan, who won't even go to Columbia University, oh, I'm too busy going to Cindy Adams' birthday party. You think he's going to give that order?
Well, here's the thing. They're blaming everybody else but themselves. So they're blaming Shafiq, who's the president. They're blaming the cops. They're blaming the cops that they're the aggressors, that these lovely children are out there with their roses and flowers for a very, very good cause. And they're blaming also outside protesters.
And George Soros. We always blame
right,
George Soros.
But we know that already.
I know,
it's
but come
news.
On. Enough of this. But your rage is about Jews fighting back, right?
I am. Yes, I'm angry.
1968 again. History repeats itself. An organization was started to defend Jews, the JDL, Jewish Defense League. Listen to its leader, Maya Kahani, defending the rights of Jews to carry guns, every Jew a 22.
What we're trying to do is call upon every Jew to have a gun, a legal gun, every Jew a 22.
Maya Kahani, 1968, that's when the Jewish Defense League started. Is that, that's like smelling salts to you.
That's porn. It's my prostate's
that's
doing great.
That's better than Prozac, right? Yeah. That's better than Levitra. Cialis.
Play it again. Please play it again.
One more time.
Please, one more.
What we're trying to do is call upon every Jew to have a gun, a legal gun. Every Jew at 22.
I was talking to a kid I know. His name is Mitch Camarda. I made a movie last August, and a very good movie. And it was Armand DeSante, Peter Gordio, Craig DeFranche, a bunch of others. And it was directed by this kid, Mitch Camarda, who goes to Columbia. He's a Jewish kid. He goes to Columbia. And him and I talk frequently now because, you know, he's freaked out. So he saw I was on the 6 o'clock news on Monday. He sees I've been taking a very angry stance. And we've been talking for days about all this. And I said, Mitch, you guys got to fight back. He said, listen, we're starting to do that. They had a rally last night.
I saw it in the rally.
It wasn't much.
Students.
Right.
It wasn't.
And it wasn't even much anyway.
Right.
And then, you know, they're talking about putting flags on the lawn. They didn't put flags on the lawn. They put the flags outside. The lawn is still owned by these pro-Palestinian scumbags.
Hey, Columbia, turn the sprinklers on like Harvard did, right?
Yeah, Rappaport did that video.
Turn the sprinklers on.
I mean, I don't want to hear it. I told the judge, Napolitano, who I love him, and he's a great guest, and he's a dear, dear friend. He'll come in and talk about Trump. Do not talk about the First Amendment, how these kids have the right to do this. I want to beat these kids with bats.
All right, put on your JDL shirt. We got to get you a JDL shirt every 2 or 22. And then
let's go.
Your friend,
let's kick some freaking ass.
Your friend will come on, and I got a lot of heat for this. I'm going to play his cut, Arthur Idala. What he must do is give a brisk to what he is comparing Harvey Weinstein to. Listen to the cut.
I would prefer to argue Harvey's case only because I tried the case, and you can say whatever you want about him personally, or even you could say that he's guilty of everything. I'm not saying that, but like, he did not get a fair trial, like in any way, shape, or form. The same way Trump didn't get a fair trial in front of Judge Kaplan.
Please tell your friend Arthur Idala, Donald Trump is in court 8th day today. Do not mention Trump in the same statements as Harvey Weinstein.
Not fair, right?
It's not helping Trump.
Right.
It really is. There's no comparison. That guy is a sexual creep, an assaulter, a harasser. And then he's representing Ghislaine Maxwell, the procurer, the pimp for Jeffrey Epstein. Please, would you ask him to truncate that? I passed the construction workers this morning at the Chase Building on Park Avenue. They said, oh, you missed it. Donald was here yesterday.
We didn't miss it.
Two of the guys said to me, please, tell Arthur Idal, I listen to Sid every morning, don't compare that to Trump.
Well, I mean, he was just talking from a legal.
I know, but still, it's not good.
Listen, Harvey Weinstein, to me, is a creep, a scumbag, a lowlife. He can't do enough time in prison. Now, again, from a legal aspect, Artie did a good job exposing what the other side did.
But is he going to be up outside of Albany at the Mohawk Correctional Institute delivering milk duds to his favorite client, Harvey Weinstein, who got busted for having milk duds in his cell in City Protective Custody L.A. County Jail.
He had milk duds. Well, here's the good news for you.
Yes.
You don't have to ask me that question.
Yes.
Because Arthur, as we speak, is on his way to do Rosanna Scotto's show on Channel 5, and then he's going to make the walk over from Rosanna to me. So he'll be on this show, but live in studio.
He better not pass those construction workers because he's going to say, do not mention Donald Trump when you talk about Harvey Weinstein, the perv.
There were two construction workers, now that you pointed that out, that the New York Post interviewed that said they voted for Biden. There may be more than two overall, These two specific guys said they voted for Biden, and now he wouldn't vote for Biden in a million years. Trump is getting their vote. Are you ready yet to make the public announcement that for all the Trump hating you've done over the years, that you're going to vote for Donald Trump?
Well, if the election were tomorrow, obviously I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Yeah, baby!
What do you think? I'm going to vote for Biden? You think I'm going to vote for Frank Morano's candidate, RFK Jr.? Although he needs Secret Service. I mean, I think we can all agree on
RFK Jr.?
Yeah.
I need Secret Service.
I know that, but look... He's a Kennedy. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, three. Remember, 1968, his father got killed. Again, 1968. By who? Sirhan.
Yeah.
The Palestinian. That was the anti-war years. Nobody could figure out back then. Why is a Palestinian killing a presidential candidate in that ballroom through the kitchen in Los Angeles? By the way, Rosie Grier tackled him, Rafer Johnson, and Jimmy Breslin tackled Sirhan, who said he killed RFK because of the Palestinian cause. We've gone full circle, 56 years, and I'm tired of these politicians, all of them, and your friend Artie Idala giving us a circle jerk.